This recording, Argentina 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina. We came to USA on December 30th, 2000 with my husband and my 2 daughters. But that time, the oldest was 5 and the youngest 3. As soon as we got here, they started going to school, the oldest kinder and the youngest Head Start. So decided to do volunteer at their school so I can practice my English conversations, learn the sounds. And also at night, I went to adult school to learn more English. My husband I work also. It was hard to decide to come here, but unfortunately, things in our country weren't good by that time, and now they are worse. So we look for a better future for all of us. Now the youngest is going to college, the oldest, both of them are working, and the oldest is going to have her baby anytime soon. So we are happy to be here. It's still hard for us because we don't have any relative or family here. But it's good that internet exists and Skype, so we can see each other with our families at least once a week. So this is a short record how we got here and short story about our family. Thank you.